Hachette Audio presents Factory Man, how one furniture maker battled offshoring, stayed local, and helped save an American town. Written by Beth Macy. Read by Kristen Kelbley. Includes a PC and Mac compatible PDF of photographs and supplementary material. For all the world's factory workers, past and present, and especially for my long-ago factory mom, Sarah Macy Slack, whose airplane lights I still imagine I can glimpse up among the stars. Black cat, white cat, all that matters is that it catches mice. Deng Xiaoping. Prologue. The Dusty Road to Dalian. John D. Bassett III was snaking his way through the sooty streets of rural northern China on a three-day fact-finding mission. It was 2002, and the third-generation Virginia furniture maker was gathering ammunition for an epic battle to keep the sawdust in his factory flying. He was close to the border of North Korea, on the hunt for a dresser built in the style of a 19th-century French monarch. If he could find the man who'd made that damn Louis Philippe, he might just save his business. Back at Vaughn Bassett, his factory in Galax, line workers had already deconstructed the dresser piece by piece and proved that the $100 the Chinese were wholesaling it for was far less than the cost of the materials, a violation of World Trade Organization laws. The sticker on the back read Dalian, China. And now here he was, some 8,000 miles away from his Blue Ridge Mountain.